生所得是清晰超级的保持的他你不要问的那都是这个把东西 So the first question was how is it that Hahamu and Mati Sati in case of hate to murder the bodies they are doing random people like that there is a fifth force and how are they and the second part of our for the song of the ship. So the first question was, how is it that Hahamu and Mati Sati, in case of hate, to murder the bodies? They are doing random people like that. There is a fifth force and higher above. And then the second part of our for the song of the ship. And other sayings say that there is no Rishus or Mitzvah, and not even Rishus Mamas, the Rashbam says, only for Mitzvahness there is Rishus. And that's the way that I'm not asking. So how is it that Badeshi doesn't deserve a kosher hate? The second question that we raise, how is it that the Chelsea, Aysom, Tachas, Hebrew, Mitzrayim is mentioned twice in connection with the Chelsea in the first passage and then in the second passage. Makachti, Lachas, Lahem, by the Yidatim, Tamiya, the Shem, and Eitzes from the Chelsea. So I give an answer for that question. Because what is the Yitzhiyas Hamitahasiyas Mitzrayim signify. It is expressive of the conflict. The basic evil of slavery was the fact that the Israelites were tolerant towards slavery. Not only they were tolerant, they were even enjoyed it. So harmless had Doda Shamechu Mitzrayim Chibur. So this satisfaction or tolerance towards slavery manifests itself in two ways. It manifests itself in respect to physical slavery. There are some Jews who are very tolerant towards physical slavery. They don't care that they are slaves. As long as the master is good to them, he gives them food, he gives them a home, and he gives him a good time, and he doesn't have to work hard, only 8 hours a day, now they have to, what could be better? There are other Jews, on the contrary, they are not tolerant towards physical slavery, but they are tolerant towards spiritual slavery, and they don't have to spell out who they are, and really they're similar to Jews. They are very happy with spiritual. So that's why the Torah has to emphasize and repeat this basic evil of tolerance towards slavery twice. Once in regard to physical slavery, once in regard to spiritual slavery. Did not give an answer as to why the base does not deserve the cause of it. But I think the reason as to why the Chacham will not be such a piece of him in regard because of the invasion, because the invasion is included in the other Rishim Yisogu. In other words, what are Rishim Yisogu? The invasion is a serious mitzvah. So that means tolerance towards slavery. So, if Jews are put to rights and they don't have their own country, so they will be tolerant towards physical slavery. But if they have their own country, they will not be tolerant towards physical slavery. Chazal say that one of the reasons is why I never said the young Messiah of the truth of Shochei, the Jewish Hashkadoshi, should be Yiglat, because Rami was the only one of the sons of Yaakov who didn't kneel to Israel. In other words, in Chutzlore, you cannot have real Jewish pride. The Shibat is the only Zachov that's mentioned in the Tehach, which are the souls of the Boris. So in Eile, it is not, it wasn't necessary to be Zachov, the case of Hebron, to negative the because the importance of the Eile is included and imminent in the Southwest Remitrasi. The second was his obedience. It's how to use some of it also. It means economic and social freedom on an individual level. In Chutzlaret, so many Jews might not care. As long as the Jamaican didn't care to work hard day and night, Yaakov said, the Tarach Malaylo, so they don't care, they have, even if they don't have wealth. But in Eretz Yisrael, they will not be happy. Now the third thing was important. Look, the quality, that's political freedom. So in other words, of course, in Chutzlah, it's much higher than political freedom. On the collective level. So, the French Revolution was, the motto of the French Revolution was to the Jews that as individuals, the Jews have all rights, but as a nation, as a religious group, they have no rights. So, maybe the importance of what they see is included and imminent. In the army, in the force, and the Kahud, power, so of course, it's, then it goes without saying, it doesn't even have to be explained. Not only because there are certain mitzvahs that are clear to us, that are on the nation of this world, even the mitzvahs that are not of the Boret, that are made in the Chutzlaret, but when can they be fulfilled? In all the glory, only in our Israel. So it wasn't necessary. But if the Jew wants to bring the Pope to God, so according to many Gaelim and the Rambam, they're the human. Now, I would like to discuss the variance between the answers given to the various questions in the Haggadah and the answers mentioned in the Torah. Chacham Moreim, Moreim is Bamish, Bachutim Bamish, Potim, Asher Tziva Hashem Lekai, Tzimeh, Vatata Melei Kilchas Pesach, in Maftir Nachar Pesach Hapen. Now there's the Shaila by the Chacham. That's Neschana. Some reason, hobby, some losses, one is always some of the others. It's a dream. We shall last it for a good time. The year was a shame. I killed it. It came to a young man. I was saying, I mean, I said, if Doc would kill me, she wish me last for a new time. What is Bob? What do you say? I thought I'm a late king for a pesa. I'm a fear in the heart of pesa. That's all. That's all. She only does him not as a Pesach. So she gave him and she didn't say only Pesach. Because the Allah is a strong memory. And here, when yes, Moed is a Chukam Shvati, we'll tell him in a feeling of her Pesach. So some portion is for me, because in a feeling of her Pesach he came up. Is mentioned in the last mission for Shabbat. But after a nearly, Jirk is a Pesach, from the beginning of Tzachim till the end. But there is something more that is implicit in this answer. In other words, why do we say, in Matkirin Achar Pesach? Why is it? In other words, the Pesach has to be eaten at the end, in order that Tam Pesach should remain peace. If he is the beginning before he is the whole Sudeh, so then the Tam of the Sudeh will remain peace, but not the Tam of the Pesach. Mosmuchem chadurim nalechem dradrechem umachorchem bietchem achaltem nisi b'chipodem Pesach uladishem yodalti b'eret Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh yikinsi yichol b'chir b'eret Mitzrayim yodom b'adbeim ol b'chol alehi Mitzrayim es lishvotim ani adishem oya adom lochem ve'i yishalapotim asherat ha'shepetim shom ויועיצי את אדום ופוסחתי עליכם ויהיה בכם מלך למשהו והקיסי בארץ מצרים Вот же за шахтом гу, что Раши сэрис пихомалки, ай, а лэс там пэш. And Grigore says like this, the Chesh Aleph. Then there's another pshat, the important Chesh. The Tupusachti means Passover. That's why in English, in all languages, Chag Pesach is not called the festival of compassion. But Passover, but that's one pshat in the Mephorsh Yator. And then there is a third pshat of him, in the Sinitia, that Tupusachti means Al-Sutea. Als Peer, the Israelites, in other words, the firstborn of the Israel. So the year of Hanegat Rumash, so the Ben Yisroel said, we have to meet Kom Pesach, because the Ben Yisroel Peah to have Rachmanes on the Israelites, and when the firstborn of the Egyptians perished, so the firstborn of the Israelites did not perish along with them. Why should the firstborn of the Israelites perish together with the Egyptians at all? The Holy Testament sign was to save the Jews, so why all of a sudden they should perish together with the Israelites? The answer is the Midrash says that Uzzah HaMitzrayim complained the fact of his birth. He said that he must have done in his widow. However, in the Abizor, as Amor Yabizor, did the Israelites stay beside him and train him? Were all pagans, were they with Abizor? So how is it that the British had compassion upon the Israelites and did not have compassion upon the Egyptians? It's not mentioned one answer before, the other shall be mentioned tiny by Israel. Some time, okay, it's some time. It deserves an answer. So the answer means, Seif Maaseh B'Machshov HaTchilah. Seif Si Yisrom Mitzrayim Tavdun Eserayim. In other words, the purpose was in order to get it all. So that's why the Israelites did not perish as far as the Egyptians. And there was an Arab together with the Jews. They also believed it. Even though the Arabs were not real there, you know, all the trouble that Israelites had in the Midrash was because of the influence by the Arabs, but still, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't reject them. So in other words, there is no chas v'sholem, discrimination, terrible discrimination towards Israel. But then we have to understand, the Bereyir the Chomega through Maschus. Who is the Matakeisi Beret Mitzrayim? Who is the Maschus? Who is the Maschus? Who is the Maschus? The Maschus, Chazal said in Medrash, is the Mahazal. But Chazal say, who are Yitzhara, who are Sotan, who are Mohammed? So in other words, the Mashkut is the evil information. In other words, the evil information man was the enemy of the Israelites. Even at the moment when they were delivered out of Egyptian houses. Now we find that when the Nes of Tehashyamsuk occurred, from Moshe Rabbeinu sent this year. And there are many psukim this year. So one of the psukim is Sus v'reich le'yom v'ayom. The horse and its rider. So were hurled into the yam. Miriam also sang this year, but Miriam sang in short year, not like in short year, in this year. So what was the shira of Miriam? Since the reich the Ramban, apparently this passage epitomizes the essence of the whole shira. That's the reason why Miriam just picked that one passage. We have to understand the significance of Sus v'reich le'yom v'ayom. According to common sense, there would have been a bigger mess if the reich had been hurled in this. Another horse, so then Israel could have become, a mighty empire. Now today, everybody is interested in Scud missiles. Why? Because the one who has more Scud missiles than any other, than anybody else, he is going to become a superpower. In those days, there were no Scud missiles, there were no aeroplanes. Well, both, they were. I mean, so what was the Scud missiles in those days? The horse. Why was Poland defeated? In 2 days, Poland was defeated in 2 days. I mean, I was raised in Poland. I know that there were so many high taxes in Poland. It was impossible, not only for the children, even for Poland to make a living, because he had to give away everything for the family. And what did he use that money? In order to have many horses. Poland, during the second, before the Second World War, had more horses than any other nation. Many other nations. So that's why they were defeated. In 2 days, Hitler actually occupied Poland. In 2 days, 1940, it started September, the invasion was made September the 1st, 1939, and that happened to be then on the Friday, and Sunday we already occupied all of Poland, and there was already a peace entry. We will talk and I forgot the name of the Russian. We will talk and I forgot the name of the Russian. Some may have got the business to life that the Danish one heard, not only the riders, but even the horses, because the Danish one did not want the Jewish people to become a mighty empire, has to show an imperialistic nation. As I said yesterday, the Arbenishov wanted the Jewish people to carve out an empire out of paper, but you cannot have just not out of space but out of time, but you cannot have an intangible time without intangible piece of space. And the Torah says in David Melech Zachoriah, Le'yavon Yisrael, Le'yoshivon Yisrael. The Melech Yisrael is not allowed, you know, to have many sisters. Why should the Melech Yisrael have many sisters? He only needs one sister to ride a person. He doesn't need thousands of sisters. The answer is to become a military power. So what will be, of what avail will be that to the American power, to Joshua Mitzrayim, then you convert our destroyer into another Egyptian state. That's not the reason. That's why the Jews who are the rulers of Egyptian bondage. So, that's the reason I think that's why the Barasodi gives the answer of the Chochem less more Ibis Vachutim and Shpotim Hashem Tshuva Hashem Rotim Ha'efem is not interested in knowing all the Chochem. That's an old Chochem knows how Rebbe Achas he cannot know all of Chochem. He has to spend years to realize where the river out of Egyptian bondage was in order to be public of the thought that while there are two aspects, physical freedom and spiritual freedom, but the
Thank you.